Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, landline, or Facebook, Twitter, wherever you are, thank you for listening to the show today, this morning. And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am live in the flesh. This is Frank Williams. Hey, so again, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I was getting ready to say VIN number. The call-in number is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live. If you'd like to listen through cell phone or landline, you could just dial that number and you'll get me live on the air right now. All right. And then if you'd like to make a comment or leave your give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your phone And that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and I'll put you on the air, and we can talk, right? And we can talk. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's weather right now is 57 degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high today of 65, not bad. Maybe a slight chance of rain, maybe between 3 and 5 o'clock. It looks like they're saying about a 30% chance, which is not much of a chance, but there is a chance, right? And then on Wednesday, we're looking at high winds, and 53 is our high, 32 our low Wednesday night. Thursday, sunshine, 59. Friday, partly sunny, 61. Saturday, partly sunny, 70. Sunday, rain, 67. So that's your outlook over the next few days. So, guys, you can take that and run with it. And I know that last night we had some pretty rough weather around town. And I hope you guys, everyone, stayed safe. And I hope that everything went well for you. Now, there were a couple of friends of ours that a couple who's a friend of ours, they live near Highway 92 and South Fork and Parkway, and they had we don't know if a tornado touched down. They didn't say whether a tornado touched down right there in their neighborhood, near their neighborhood right there, but something, you know, came in and just, you know, tore up that neighborhood. And, I believe that, you know, it was the tornado or remnants of a tornado or what have you. You know, the tornadoes, they come in, they drop down, tear up some stuff. They lift up back in the air and go a few little ways, and then they drop back down and tear up some stuff. So, who knows exactly what it was, but there are a lot of debris there, a lot of windows knocked out, walls knocked out of some of the homes there, and we haven't heard from them yet. Don't really expect to, but hopefully they're okay. Hopefully someone, my wife or something, will be in touch with them and see what's going on, right? But hopefully they're okay. There are no reports of injuries, so that's a good thing. And, again, hopefully everyone came through with no problem. All right? Now, today's word of the day is yig. Yig, like Y-E-G-G, like a Y and then egg. Yig. Yig is a noun, and it means one that breaks open safes to steal. One that breaks open safes to steal. A safe cracker or a robber, right? So that is a yig. A yig. A safe cracker. One that breaks open safes to steal is a yig. That's a great word. And you guys can grab that and use it however you want. Okay? However you want. Now, let's see. again, before we get into the show, my condolences to a class, high school classmate of mine, John Hawkins, and his family. Condolences to you guys. And if there is anything that myself or even the show can do to help you guys out, then, you know, please don't hesitate to ask, okay? Don't hesitate to ask. So that's it. And again, my condolences to the family. A horrible tragedy. You know, it's just horrible. You know, things that happen, and you know, but God didn't make mistakes, right? He does things His way, and those things are the right way. So, you know, don't be upset with God. Okay, no one's gonna be here forever. I don't even think you want to be here forever. You know, you don't want to be 200 years old, and you know, because your body just is not there. Your mind may be, and a lot of times your mind is not there. Anyway, let's get on with the show. And here we go. Today's episode is entitled, What Makes Men Say, I Don't Want to Mess Up Our Friendship? What makes men say, I don't want to mess up our friendship? Okay? So we're going to, you know, we're going to discuss some of the reasons men tell women that they don't want to mess up their friendship. And, you know, the first reason that I could think of, and again, of course, you guys know, I'm a man, and I don't know, but keep the show 100, right? So I'm going to be straight up with you guys. All I can say is that when a man says that he doesn't want to mess up their friendship, to me, that means that because why do they say mess up our friendship? Why would a man say that to a woman? He'll say that to a woman because obviously they've gotten their friendship to a point where she wants to take it further into a romantic or intimate relationship. Okay, so when that happens, you know, if a man doesn't want that, he'll say he doesn't want to mess up our friendship. He'll say that. But to me, deep down inside, all he's saying is that, you know, you're not my type. I don't want to have, you know, an intimate relationship with you. I don't want to have sex with you. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that's the bottom line. But I know there are other underlying things that that'll be, you know, there's other things that will make it interesting, but there are other things that's underlying things that can change that and make men say that, which is, you know, some men may be genuine about it and really don't want to mess up the friendship. Because they feel like that if we have sex together, we get into some type of intimate relationship, then everything is going to change. right? And it will. I guarantee you it will. Okay? It will change. So the other thing might be is that, hey, this guy is on the down low. This guy's on the down low. And, you know, when a guy's on the down low, those are the kind of things that come out of his mouth, is that he don't want to mess up the friendship. Well, you don't want to mess up the friendship because you're not a straight man. Okay? I really don't know many straight men who would come off that way to a woman, a young lady. Because, you know, how do relationships start? They start off as friends. Okay? They start off as friends and they lead to other things. Okay? And because of that, you know, when men say things like they don't want to mess up the friendship, it's because they really, you know, don't want that person. Don't want that person intimately. And, you know, they don't want an intimate relationship with her. Why a man would say that. Why would a man say, I don't want to mess up our friendship? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys, and answer that question. Why would a man say, I don't want to mess up our friendship? Like I said earlier, I think that is, you know, I think that it's part of, you know, not really seeing her in a intimate or sexual type way. I mean, there, you know, we all have friends, right? And, you know, there are friends who have, you know, tried to get closer to you as a She's trying to get closer to you as a partner, not really as a friend. But again, all this, you know, all things start off as friends, okay? I was friends with my wife before, you know, wanted to take it further, right? We were just friends. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I was so-called dating someone else when we became friends. And you know, and when we became friends, I really liked our friendship, so I started to push it more and more towards a boyfriend girlfriend type thing. This is in high school, a boyfriend girlfriend type thing. I started to push it more that way, and you know. When, as time went by, as I started pushing it more that way towards her, I started pulling away more towards the girl that I was, you know, so-called in a relationship with. And then I guess she saw the writing on the wall and we broke up. So then all my attention went to her. And so that's the way it starts off. But I think the only reason that a man would say he doesn't want to mess up the friendship is because he doesn't want her. She's not someone that he wants to be in an intimate relationship with. So he'll say that to push away from what she may be pushing the envelope for. Y'all with me? And because of that, you know, women
or girls, they'll go back and tell their friends, girl, he a punk. He got to be a punk. You know, I tried to push up on him, and he wouldn't even take my advances. Well, that's because he doesn't want you. There's only two things. Either he doesn't want you, or he's sort of on the down low. And if you don't know what I mean by on the down low, is that he really likes men, not women. That's what on the down low is, you know. But some guys try to mask or cover up that by continuing to date women when they really date men as well. They're dating men and women. And you call it on the down low because they want to keep that man relationship on the low, right? They want to keep that under the radar. They don't want people to find out that he's messing with another man. He's a homosexual, right? So they'll say, nah, I don't want to mess up our friendship with that. You know, if we get into an intimate relationship, that's going to kill our friendship. And believe me, it will. Because things are going to change once you get into an intimate relationship with her. Things are going to change. Though you may not think they are, but things are going to change if you get into an intimate relationship with her. And then some men are very genuine about it. And what I mean by that, they're genuine about it because they already have someone that they're in an intimate relationship with. So they really don't want to mess up their friendship. And that's what I mean by they have a genuine reason why they don't want to get into an intimate relationship with a female friend. Then there are those who's on the down low. And then there are those who just don't want her or you. They don't want you. So they're not going to force themselves to do that. I know some of you ladies, you know, y'all think that we're, you know, men are dogs, and they'll be intimate with anybody, anything, but that's not true. For some men, that's not true. Okay, and you know, I mean, if you're not my type, you're not my type. If you're not his type, you're not his type. And he isn't going to get into that with you. Okay? You can be fat. They don't like fat women. You can be skinny. They don't like skinny women. You know, you can be a little, what they call it, big bone. He might not like big bone women. He might like the skinny ones. Or he might like not like the skinny ones. He like the real big women. Some men like big women. Some men like real, really skinny women. I got a friend. He's like 6'3", 6'4", you know, 260 pounds or something. And he likes these little bitty women. Little, you know, what you call them, petite women. He doesn't like women with a little meat on their bones. He doesn't like fat women. Y'all remember if you ever saw the movie with Jamie Foxx when he played Ray Charles, that's the way Ray Charles grabbed a hold of his women. When he had a young lady who sit next to him at the bar or whatever, wherever he was, and started to say things to him or whatever, he'd take her by the hand. And he'd feel around her wrist. And you know, yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, passing judgment on heavyset women or fat women, but fat women do have big wrists and hands. So that's the way he could tell if she was a slender woman or if she was a bigger woman. And it was so funny because one of the bigger girls tried to push up on him, and he took her hand and felt her wrist, and he snatched it back. He was like, oh, my God. Nah, get away from me, you know? And so, but he may have had a few fat women friends, but they were all friends. They couldn't be, you know, because Ray Charles, he'd sleep around, right? He was sleeping with the girls in his band. He, you know, although he had a wife back home, he's sleeping with his wife back home. He's, you know, anywhere he'd go, he's messing with women. He was a womanizer, right? But he didn't like fat women. You know, he wouldn't get into an intimate relationship with a fat woman. So that's what I'm saying, is that some guys are genuinely not, you know, into that. Don't want to mess up their friendship. Okay? I'm sure there was a lot of, a few heavy set or fat women that was in, you know, around Ray Charles and was probably friends with him, worked for him or whatever. So he, you know, if one of those fat women would push up on him, he would say just that. I don't want to mess up our friendship. You know, and he'd say, Georgia. But anyway, that's exactly what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. You know, you don't want to mess up the friendship by being in an intimate, starting to get into an intimate relationship with a woman. Okay? She may want to. And she'll, you know, and you may even hurt her feelings by telling her that. Or, you know, make her feel, you know, unwanted, or maybe make her feel like, you know, she's not what you want. Period. She's not what you want. So it's three things, I think, that'll make man say that. He's on the down low, messing with men and women. He genuinely don't want to mess up their friendship. Or, you know, he's just not, she just doesn't turn him on or you know, do anything for him, right? She just doesn't. So that's, you know, that's what happens, you know, ladies. If a man tell you that, you can kind of peg out those three things. You can ask him. Hey, man, you know, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Because, again, y'all women think that men are, sleep around with anything. But that's not true. Okay? And I can't say that's not true, but that's not true for all men. Okay? I'm sure there are some men out there who will sleep around with anything. Okay, and that's, you know, that's their thing, you know. Some men go to nightclubs to sleep with women. Okay, they go to the club just for that. And the same thing with women. Some women go to the club just for that. There's some women out there right now, today, at this very moment, talking on the phone together, texting each other, what have you, talking about the plans for this weekend. plans for going to the club. And they'll probably say within that conversation, within that text or whatever they're doing, by golly, I'm going to get me a man this weekend. And I hope that dude Richard is back in the club this weekend because I'm going to push up on him and we going home together. There's some women out there like that. And they'll sleep with you on the first date. Okay? But, you know, you have to be careful with that now. You have to be careful. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, let's see. I wanted to do a couple of more things before I closed out the show. But, guys, I hope that, or ladies, I hope that this helped you. I hope that this is something that you maybe I'm sure some of you have heard that before. Maybe some of you haven't heard that before, and you're going to. But you know, all you ladies aren't God's gift to men. All you men aren't God's gift to women. So you know, kind of come off your high horse. And you know, deal on solid ground, right? Deal on solid ground. Because when you start to be in a friendship with a young lady, and then she sees it as going further, and you give her that notion, then she's going to feel rejected if you tell her, no, I don't want to mess up our friendship. And I'm not saying don't tell her that so you don't, you know, sleep with her. I'm not saying that. Don't tell her that so you don't sleep with her. I'm just saying that you have to be careful with that. Because if it's a good relationship, a good friendship rather, then you know, you have to kind of figure out an easy way to kind of slide around that. Okay? An easier way to slide around that. And don't just tell her, I don't want you. I don't like you like that. That's what it is, but, I'd rather you not say that. Okay? I'd rather you not say that. Anyway, hey guys, that's all I have for you today on the show. Thanks for tuning in. And hey, again, I hope everyone got through the storm last night in good shape. And again, maybe your home got damaged from the. And again, I don't know if it was a tornado that really touched down or if it was just in close proximity and had that kind of wind gust with it. But that was a neighborhood. And it's funny how tornadoes do. You know, again, they'll touch down here and then they'll shoot back in the sky and go further and drop back down in another location and tear up that place and swoop back in the sky. You know, it's wild what Mother Nature has. It's wild. It's intriguing. It's extraordinary. So the people who did get, you know, maybe even destroyed, from what I was told, some of the homes may be, you know, a total loss. And but what's more important than that is you came out safe or you came out with just a few bumps and bruises. That's okay. Okay? That's okay. You'll see another day. Right? So, hey, guys, again, take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Have a great Tuesday. And look for me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I have a great show for you tomorrow, so tune in. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See ya.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But what? She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.